You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. This is Nick Brokenshire from the Once and Future Queen.
One, two, three, four. We're here to watch Scott Pilgrim knock your teeth in. Oh, wait, I fucked that up. That was an even better intro, though.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
Hey, Brian, I'm going to knock your teeth. Oh, wait.
Don't have any.
Damn, that was a cruel joke.
How's your drink, Tina?
I'm not drinking yet. Let me try. He makes that joke on the daily. They have not started yet. That was a trick question. Whew. Whew. You make interesting drinks, Brian. What? Did you mix it with anything?
I put a little bit of rum in it.
Of Toronto, Canada. Rum with whiskey? That was nice of you. It's good. It kind of has a hint of, like, I don't know, lemon or something.
Oh, I put a little bit of lemon in it, too.
I question your drink-making ability.
Well, that rum hardly has any alcohol in it.
I want to call Brian's drinks the kitchen sink. Everything but the kitchen sink.
But I make them in the kitchen sink, so.
22, Kim. Rating, awesome. I love Steve. I think he's my favorite. He's the talent. I relate to Steve, though. He just wants their band to succeed. All our shows are secret shows. For the band! For the band! I'm totally in a band. I hate Scott. Scott's such a douchebag. I hate Michael Cera. He looks like my ex-boyfriend, but not as cute, obviously. But I mean, I hate him, and he's a douche.
Facebook still tries to get me to add your ex.
All right, he needs.
Still, I guess stuck in their
you
little thing.
Block him. I blocked him. Stop. I blocked him, and I never see him. It's great. Could she geek out on us? She has a capacity to geek. Aw, Steven, he just wants to succeed. He wants groundswell, stalkers!
Wow. Hey, let me get your coat. Hi. No, that's
Kim. I love this movie.
That's so do
well.
I.
What's your name? Kim.
Thank
you for the
drone. Wow.
Yes. That is so awesome.
My I feel like I'm Kim in real life. Oh, totally.
Hi.
Like...
What do you play?
Wow.
That's a loaded question.
Zelda.
Tetris.
That's kind of a big question.
I love young Neil. From now on, you will be called Neil. I love the music from this movie, too. It just really kicks butt. Whenever I see Michael Cera, I only think of George Michael Bluth.
Dude, me too. Like I love Arrested Development.
The money's always in the banana stand! There's supposed to be a fifth season of that. They're like really close to like getting going on.
The fourth wasn't my favorite.
It was like, they weren't all together enough. And that show works really well when they're all together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Do you know Audrey Plaza's going to be on that Legion show?
Yeah, I saw that. I really like, there's a lot of really talented people in Scott Pilgrim.
Like yeah, a lot of them.
Anna Kendrick's in it, and I love her.
And Brie Larson.
Brie Larson.
Oscar-winning actress.
Captain Marvel.
Yes. Mae Whitman's in it.
Yes.
Also in Arrested Development.
It's like a little reunion.
Well, it's like everybody that's on Arrested Development's also on Archer.
They are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what goes good with whiskey?
Gummies?
Yes!
You know...
I just drank, like...
Brian, I'm gonna need more, though, soon.
What, whiskey?
Yes. This.
Oh, I can give you more.
Yeah, that makes
if my mom's listening, I'm not drinking whiskey, though. It's lemonade.
Sure.
So I'm gonna say... I need
Okay. I love on Archer when he's like, all I've had today is like scotch and six gummy bears.
Well, you ever take gummies and make liquor gummies out?
Yes, and they're amazing.
I've done that with vodka.
You can do it with any liquor.
I've done it with wine.
Even. You can do it with beer or anything.
You're not beer. Beer's gross.
I call them groovy bears.
Hurts. Kim.
I like how Scott is supposed to be the hero, but clearly he is an asshole. And everyone calls him on it, too.
Well, what's his name? Maydis is an asshole, too.
Brian Lee O'Malley.
Yeah.
What else did he make? I forget.
He wrote a couple other singles.
He's written other pretty good stuff besides this, but, like, this is his big thing.
Wallace is my favorite.
Ah, Wallace is the true OG. I'm gonna need this bed tonight. It's for sex. And probably the rest of the week. Okay. And the rest of the year. I get it. You know me.
You know me. Who are you texting? Which one of the Culkins is that? Kieran?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. He's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that's in...
I think he's my favorite.
He's in Saved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Saved, too. We should podcast that.
Oh, my God. We totally should. I haven't seen him forever.
It's on, like, Hulu, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I love Anna Kendrick. With the uniform and everything?
Yeah. She is perfect for this movie.
Oh, my God. You guys
haven't known them. We haven't even talked about it. I hate orange. So when Apollo needs to be here. You want one?
Yeah. You can just suck on it.
Just the tip.
God, the jokes write themselves.
That's what my mom said when I was born. Jokes write themselves.
Oh, I thought she said just the tip.
I really feel like Edgar Wright was perfect to direct this movie because he's so good at visuals, like just the like visual gag humor and stuff. And foreshadowing. She's only allowed out when the sun is up. Scott, you should not be dating her. Break up with your fake high school girlfriend.
Scott is a gross predator.
This
is my cool gay roommate, Wallace Wells. Hi. He's gay. Oh, do you want to
know who my class is gay? Yes. Does he wear glasses?
Now. Okay, who's the predator now?
Right?
Wallace again?
Did you know that the original name for Pac-Man was Pac-Man?
Are you that Pac-Man guy?
That was some total ass.
People either go to this one or the story about Donkey Kong.
What's the story about Donkey Kong?
It was originally a Popeye game, but they didn't have the rights to it, so they had to change it.
Yeah. Well, that worked out well.
Yeah. Him talking like this reminds me of the mouth breather fanboys that I get that like to explain my fandoms to me, and I'm like, please go away. And then I ruin Rogue One for them, and I love it.
How did you ruin it?
Because they hadn't seen it yet.
Spoiler, everybody dies.
I just enjoy doing that. Like, oh, you're going to be a dick to me? This is how the movie ends. Ha. Dumbledore dies.
Wait, Dumbledore dies?
Dumbledore dies.
God, I cannot believe someone would go and ask that when they're in a theater.
Wait, can I have a couple of those?
Perfection marked the clash at Demon Head.
I'm going to put them in some liquor.
I love Aubrey Plaza.
You can go get me some more if you're getting up.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
Here.
You don't want to listen to them.
Make, you want me to make it the same way?
Sure.
What?
Forever, but that's just me.
Amy Adams is so cool. Do you have a vlog?
Sorry, you were saying about me.
I'm sorry, you were saying about me?
I hate him.
Yeah, so, whatever, man.
I've never even kissed him.
Whatever, man.
Hey.
Hey. I hate him.
Scott, you're a complete and utter douchebag.
There you go.
So this is your secret layer?
Yeah.
Can I come
in? My secret layer is one of those no girls allowed type deals.
Oh, okay.
If you want to see the house where I grew up.
Sure.
Come on.
Hey, Mark, hand it drink to Tina.
Call her me, not interested.
Damn. It was somebody new.
Speaking of new, were you supposed to take your big high school girl to the library half an hour ago?
It's like 6 in the morning.
Weird.
I like this song. I like in the soundtrack how Beck sings it all.
He does. I don't know why this movie didn't pick up more, you know?
I know! Like,
it has tons of great people in it. It's directed by an awesome person. It's visually really cool.
It's so good. I just don't get it.
Scott, what? You didn't play a single note that entire song. My hand slipped. I'll be quieter. poor knives.
I told you like 50 times.
We're going to party, retard. Party?
And you.
No. We did, but there might be some label guys there, so you know.
This sucks.
Sucks. So
it'll give us something to complain about.
That's totally Kim.
I'm going to go pee due to boredom.
I think you should market your town to deaf people.
I never got that conversation. It's just dumb. What? Did you make your drink strong?
Maybe a Long Island flowers.
I remember when this movie came out, like, all of my kids were obsessed with the manga, and we even had one girl that cut her hair like Ramona's, and we would just walk around going like, do you know a girl with hair like this?
I made me two drinks.
Hey, lady dude.
My serpent's pie bite has gummies soaking in it, and then I made me a Long Island iced tea.
Brian,
you're just a king among men. You're the salt of the earth, Scott. I mean the scum of the earth.
Oh, thanks.
I have to say my Long Island iced tea is better than Cheddar's.
This is not surprising because they're a chain restaurant.
Hey, what's up?
But they're a scratch kitchen.
Can you know Pac-Man?
That's such a bullshit term.
Well, I know.
Pac-Man was originally called Pac-Man.
Flap your mouth.
Miss Pac-Man, the second game is actually the best game.
I wonder if they have a Pac-Man app.
They probably do.
You can get these things at Walmart for $20, the plug-and-plays, and it's got Pac-Man and a bunch of other games on it.
My dad was like a fucking savant in Pac-Man. He'd fucking go through that game like crazy. I couldn't get past like a couple levels.
Me either.
He stalked her until she left the party.
Story of my life.
Totally real. Who? Ramona Flowers. What?
Dude.
What do you know about Ramona
Flowers? Lady dudes.
No, she's American. Why don't you go talk to Sandra Monique? They know a lot more.
Lady dudes. What do you know about Ramona Flowers?
I heard she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know back in New York.
Yeah. What else?
Lady dudes.
She's all kinds of us.
She's got some battle scars, dude.
She's been dying at her feet.
She's got some battle scars, dude.
What about Ramona Flowers?
You know her?
Tell me now.
She just moved here, got a job at Amazon, comes into my work.
Does she really? Didn't you say she just broke up with someone?
Did she really?
That, huge fight or whatever?
Did they really?
Yes! I didn't want to know that, Steven.
Yeah, I don't know what
it is. I love when Audrey Plaza does the interviews for anything. They ask her questions and she's like, yeah, okay.
Hey,
Whatever. I don't know. She doesn't really answer much.
Well, that's kind of her shtick. She's Daria IRL.
I don't want you scaring off the coolest girl at my party, Scott. We all know you're a total lady killer whiny.
Jerky jerk.
It's completely untrue.
That time with Lisa.
That was a misunderstanding.
That time with Holly.
That wasn't what it looked like.
That time he dumped Kim.
Okay, me and Kim are all good now, alright?
Whatever. Ramona's out of your league. Let's just leave it at that. Besides, I'm not even sure she did have a big breakup. You keep mentioning some guy named Gideon.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that girl.
Forget it, Scott!
I remember somebody was like drunk and had to edit out all the parts for her
doing Wallace's
dialogue.
I don't know what you speak of. I don't know who would
you
get that drunk.
You just like incriminated yourself.
I have no chill. Wallace, words of wisdom over here. Break up with your fake high school girlfriend.
I'm not getting it.
You're thinking of juggling two chicks.
Not even.
Well, you should break up with your fake high school girlfriend.
Wait, who told you?
Wallace, no.
He's not even conscious.
Was he on AOL Mail?
Yep. Because they're in Canada, okay?
Do they still use AOL there?
I know.
Any
people,
Canadians want to weigh
in? I know
in?
People that still got AOL Mail.
I have my AOL address, but I don't ever use it. They make you go through, like, Fort Knox. Like, if I don't remember my password, they're like, answer all these questions. I'm like, I haven't used AOL since I was, like, in high school.
I used to have one a long time ago, and it was, like...
I never had one.
What
I
was
had...
It was, like, BSB something or other.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think I had...
That.
My first email was Yahoo, and then I had,
Mine was Hotmail. No.
Then I had,
Yeah, the Hotmail.
Mm-hmm. My second email was Canada... .com email.
What's Canada.com?
It was like, it was a government set up email service where you could get free email.
Because they monitored your email. That is the beginning of Kingsman right there, okay? Like, you're gonna have, like, fucking psychosis and kill everyone. Because, have you seen Kingsman?
No.
Oh my god.
I don't have to have psychosis to want to kill people.
Kingsman, there's only one part of that movie I don't like, and it's at the very, very end, and it's stupid. But, like, the rest of that movie was fantastic.
Ooh, where is it on?
I don't know if it's on anything.
Damn, where did you see it?
We got it on DVD. From the library.
From the library.
Game on, everybody.
Game
on,
everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wednesday. Poor Knives. And even better, it's the TIB
meet. I just love how he shows off in front of her when she gets excited.
Uh-huh.
Like,
well, because he wants to have fans.
So, yeah, yeah, totally
I'm
in a band.
Great story, man.
I love her.
Great story, man.
You don't know?
You don't know?
If we win, it won't just be knives wearing such.
It'll be the cool kids. The subtle diss.
Should make a Sex the Bomb shirt.
Dude. Study group.
Oh my gosh, who are you battling?
I'm crashing the boys.
Yeah. The one with Crash and those boys?
I hate those guys.
That's the one.
I still think the P-bar is my favorite joke in this whole movie.
I do love it.
My favorite is the, like, when Scott gets an extra life. But I love it better in the book because, like, the sister's on the phone with their mom. And she's like, oh my god, Scott came back from the dead. And then you can see, like, the mom's voice, like, through the cell phone. And it's like, he gotta level up. Or, like, some shit like that. It was, like, really funny. Like, remember back in book 3 when he gotta level up?
Hi, I was thinking about asking you out, but then I realized how sweet that would be. So do you want to go out sometime? No, that's okay. You can just sign for this, all right?
I woke up I love her.
In a dream. I dreamt that you were delivering me this package. Isn't that weird?
It's not weird at all.
So, no, she made this really convenient stuff for the highway right here that I like to use. It's like 3 miles and 15 seconds. Right. I forgot you guys don't have that can. You don't remember me, do you? We got a good party the other day.
Were you the Pac-Man guy?
No.
That was some good laugh.
That was some total laugh. I was the other guy.
You know, you need to sign for this, whatever.
But if I sign for it, you'll leave.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, well, maybe do you want to hang out sometime, get to know each other? You're the new kid on the block, right? I've lived here forever.
There are reasons
for you to hang out with me.
Gotta hate him.
You want me to hang out with him?
Yeah, if that's cool.
If I say yes, we sign for your dad package.
So, yeah,
8 o'clock. So, yeah. Is it in a book he keeps ordering CDs over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed you were too cool to be here on time.
Oh, you seem wrong. So, have you in the control room?
CDs escape, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I got this job here. I'm giving him a list in Toronto. It's one of the great CDs.
Is Gideon your boyfriend?
He's a friend.
Was he your
boyfriend?
Wasn't that actor that plays Gideon? Was he the one in Phantom Planet?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
He's kind of a creep.
He tried to get
if you
Mars
can't tell
pants.
From his... Huh?
He tried to get Mars pants.
God. No, he's just weird.
Who was the one that tried to get in your pants?
I swear that was him.
No, like...
I don't want to name names, like, somebody that we used to be friends with.
Whale?
And I, yes. We met him, and he's totally fucking weird and creepy, and he says creepy things to underage girls.
She probably, like, was loving it, though. Like, a man paid attention.
I can barely see you. This whole thing is an unmitigated disaster.
Can't believe you met him, though.
They opened for... Who was it that we saw that they opened for? Incubus, I think.
I think it was. Because I kept thinking of Brandon Boyd for some reason.
Who I love.
Yes.
He is hot.
He's sexy. So sexy. I need for them to go on tour.
Ugh, I know. So magical.
I didn't like them as much when they got rid of, like, the turntables and stuff.
When they were, like, the rap metal.
Yeah.
Love them.
I love this song so much. I have the soundtrack. I don't know why I love it. I always wonder how much she rehearsed to, like, ramble these off. Liver disaster.
Did you make some of those up?
I want to know if there's a real liver disaster.
She could be, like, reading it because her eyes are going back and forth like she's reading something.
I always wondered. I want to know if liver disaster is a real tea. I'm going to look it up.
That needs to be like an alcoholic drink called liver disaster.
Liver disaster. Isn't every alcohol liver disaster? Look, liver disaster tea.
Brian says that I make this joke too often, but I got to make it now. I heard they found her liver in the mailbox. Liver alone! Get it?
It's never like gets every fucking there. Podcast we record, y'all do that joke.
Because it's the best joke.
Look, it's blended black tea, raspberry leaves, cranberry, pomegranate, raspberry. I feel like someone made a recipe for it.
That actually sounds amazing.
Were you just gonna bring the blanket from your bed?
Yes. I feel like this is my favorite color hair of hers.
I do like it.
I hated the blue.
You know your hair?
I know of it.
Not
have to. Scott just, like, thinks he's gonna, like, have the sex.
Of course he does, because male. Because Y chromosome.
I changed
my mind.
Changed it to what?
For what?
All right, now. Oh. It's not gonna send you home in a snowstorm or anything. You can sleep in my bed. And I reserve the right to change my mind about sex later. Well, this is nice. Just this.
As far as I'm concerned, Michael Cera's like a virgin who's never had sex.
I feel like that could be true.
Have you seen him in that End of the World movie? What's it called?
Yes.
With?
Which one?
The one with, like, Seth Rogen on there.
Oh, yeah, and he's, like, he does, like, cocaine in their bathroom and stuff. I feel like that could actually also possibly be for real.
Yeah, accurate.
Oh, come to the first round of this Battle of the Bands thing.
Yeah,
the band. Yeah,
we're terrible. Please come. I feel like that's every band in the history of ever.
It's amazing how bands get famous, because they must think they're such garbage when they start.
Once everybody
wow,
everybody when they start, any kind of artist in any way, is a mixture of thinking you're the worst thing in the world and the best thing in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, yeah. There's this guy, when I went to North Carolina, he sang a cover of one of the Killers songs, which, as you know, is my favorite band ever. But everyone hated him, everyone in the whole thing, and they were like, he was rubbish. And I'm like, oh my god, but I had to love him because he sang a cover of the Killers. It was sad. He wasn't that bad.
Aww. Poor guy.
I know. He was fun. But I was very drunk, so I mean, what else is new?
But it was the Killers.
Exactly. I'd never had a whiskey sour before, and so I kept like ordering them because the bartender was like, "Do you want another one, sweetheart?" And I'm like, "I mean, I guess."
Just keep them coming.
I mean, it's rude to say no.
I used to buy whiskey.
I love how Scott's response is like, "Let me run to the bathroom instead of like dealing with my problem."
I love him. That's me.
This is a nightmare.
We were just on stage for sound check and the sound guy hated us. It's just nerves. Pre-show jitters. People love us, right? Oh, man, this is so bad.
Do they rock or suck?
They have not sucked.
It was a test, Jimmy.
He passed. Poor Jimmy.
Good evening. My name's Crash.
It was a test, Jimmy.
That girl a boy, too?
Yes. I quote this way too often.
This song is called I Am So Sad.
So very, very sad.
There's another song to like this.
So sad! That was the best.
It's just something funny about a little kid flipping to my office.
I love children and vulgarity. Like,
do you want more, Brian?
More what?
This.
Oh. Yeah, give me a couple more.
That's something that I routinely am like. The song that that's his guy in the balcony is called We Hate You Please Die.
I love that.
Poor Steven.
I know.
It's hard for me to keep track sometimes.
He's got so many friends.
He's so many friends.
She's so bitchy.
Nice. How did you meet Scott?
Well.
Oh.
Is that seriously the end of that story?
We need to play now and loud.
Okay.
Oh, Steve.
I was on the bus with my mom.
Is that seriously the end of the story?
Oh my god!
Okay. Next band is from Toronto. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Give it up for Sex Bob Arm.
Scott, you ready?
Okay.
Kim, are you?
I love her friend. She's like, okay.
She's like, I'm stuck with her around all these white people.
Oh no.
I cannot express my love for him.
You're my queen. I love the intensity with which Crash is like staring them down from the side.
Well, you had the little girl staring down Tim too.
Yep. Just everything about this movie delights me.
Take out your junk.
Pilgrim. Matthew Patel. Who's in our fight? Be gone!
What did I do?
What did I do?
If you read the book, like the first book, it seems normal until this point. There's nothing to make you think anything's weird about it. Or...
I just love Stacy in the background and she's like, what?
Me too. We used to have a hamster named Matthew Patel.
named for the Matthew Patel right here.
I love that. Hey, wait. Is he a pirate? Well,
pirates are in this here.
You're quite the opponent, Pilgrim.
Who the hell are you anyway?
My name is Matthew Patel.
Ramona dated such weird guys.
Evil ex-boyfriend.
The what? Internet entry?
Everybody's just looking at what the fuck?
It's just like Stacy's face says it all. Like, the fuck is happening?
You get my email in this situation?
I skimmed it.
Mm-hmm. Will pay for your insolence!
Wallace is the best. Mm-mm. I like this little story here. Wait, mystical powers?
You'll pay for this!
And then it becomes a musical. What?
Kind of a Bollywood musical.
In the slightest. Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't look right.
Oh,
what are you doing, Mario?
I am making a Snorlax.
A Snorlax?
Yeah.
One lousy Snorlax?
That's going to be stuffed full of catnip.
Socrates is going to go nuts. He used to sleep and cuddle with the old one.
He'll have a new one.
Apollo ruined it.
He'll have a new one.
Yes. And then the other night before Apollo got to it, when I went to bed, Liam was laying on, using him as a pillow. Oh, they loved him.
Sweet baby kitty.
This is impossible. How can this be? Open your eyes. Maybe you'll see.
This movie is just like, there's nothing else like it at all.
No, it's perfect.
Coins!
Sweet!
Is that bus fare? Coins.
Not even fazed by it. He's like, coin!
Gift from?
Wallet! Again?
Wallace be stealing all of her boyfriends.
Man, it's 40. It's not even enough for the bus home. I'll lend you 30 cents.
Yeah, so, sex bomb
wins.
I can't believe they died. Like, I didn't notice it the first couple times I watched it, and then I saw them become skeletons, and I'm like, crash and the boys die.
They get, like, eviscerated.
Yeah, they're, like, evaporated in it somewhere.
Wait, I never noticed that.
Yeah, they get, like,
they turn
shocked by something. And
they turn into, like, ghostly skeletons. And
I've never noticed that before.
I know, it's really random. I literally watched the movie 3 times in the theater and never noticed until I got it on DVD.
Scott gives no fucks as long as he can make out.
Isn't this like Frasier music or something?
No, Seinfeld.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Someone's happy.
Well, someone got second base last night, and someone has a second date tonight.
Oh, my favorite evil ex is coming up soon. Chris Evans.
Oh, mine's Mae Whitman.
I like her too.
She annoyed me in this movie.
What?
I know, I don't know.
I think it was maybe the, like, southern accent.
Maybe.
What, y'all prejudice?
Yep.
I don't know, she was just annoying. And
Chris Evans. I love him.
I want to have his adopted baby.
Big fan. Why wouldn't you be?
He's just the best.
The best.
What?
Everyone had way too much fun with their characters.
Double standard.
Is that a whole plateful of bacon?
Yep. Delightful. Give me the bacon. Oh! Great skater turned great actor. They make movies in Toronto?
Lucas Lee's not important to you right now. Get out.
And I just love how he plays it like so melodramatically, like
for real.
There's gonna be two clicks. Me hanging up and then me pulling the trigger. I'm just gonna be devastated when Chris Evans isn't in like comic book movies anymore.
Well, he's already been in like 80 of them.
So he needs to be in everything. Why are you psychic?
Why are you psychic?
I like how that post, that standing makes her look like she's taller now. Hey, even though what's his name's like fucking tall.
Brandon Ross.
Yeah.
Speaking of somebody that's in a million comic book things.
No, it's okay.
He's only been in three.
He was in Dylan Dog, Superman, this.
Oh yeah, I forgot Dylan Dog.
He's on Arrow.
Arrow is so emo.
That's only four. Chris Evans has been in like 30.
I know.
Listen, I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
She's like, I love you. Oh, poor Knives.
It's not gonna work out.
Yeah, in the books, her dad tries to kill Scott.
He does.
Who doesn't want to kill Scott, though?
He's a little tool.
Because this movie was finished before they finished the book series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked how both ended, though.
I think the movie ends better, though, than the books.
I don't remember how the book ended.
Well, like, Gideon has all the evil exes are, like, frozen. And then, doesn't he make, like, use their power
or
something
like
that?
No, like, Gideon freezes all of his ex-girlfriends. Like, he's got all these women frozen and
no,
stuff.
No, he's got all the evil exes frozen, don't he? And
no.
And then he uses their powers.
No,
because
he has... No, he has...
Wow, neither of y'all know what you're talking about.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who?
It's been so long since I read it, but I know he's got, like, all these women, like, frozen, and it's super creepy, and he has them all wearing, like, the same outfit that he makes Envy Adams wear and stuff.
Wait, so the exes, or...
Like, all of Gideon's exes.
Either way, he has all these people frozen, and they end up, like, fighting, like, this big fight, and it's not as good as the movie is.
Yeah, the movie, like, wraps things up, sort of.
Yes, like you said. You know your hair?
I know.
It's all blue.
I did like, though, when he fights the twins in the book. Because Julie's got posters up everywhere, and it's like, giant robot fight! Kill Scott Pilgrim!
I love it. Those twins in the movie, they didn't speak a word of English.
Believe it or not, I actually dated Scott in high school.
They were so adorable. I love them.
He's an idiot.
Okay, bye. See you guys tomorrow.
I'm Neil. Take the rest of them.
Can't resist gummies.
You doing okay?
I still have gummies from Murakami.
Ooh.
Tanya's like, I'll eat some of those.
So it looks nice, Blue. Yeah, I know, but she did it without even making a big deal of it or anything. She's fickle, impulsive, okay, yes. God, what am I going to do?
You're afraid of me getting up the place.
So, how's dinner coming along?
Yeah, good.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you lovebirds, too. I am heading up to Castle Loma to stock my hair truck.
Stock my hair truck.
You're going to get the second and a half days tonight. Well, you strike out in the next hour. Come find me at the castle. I strike out. Okay, when? So you can see.
Look at Phoenix. Aww.
Kind of look pretty.
She's just a little girl.
Every meal. I just eat it all the time without even stopping.
Get fat.
No, why would I get fat? Bread makes you fat. Bread makes you fat.
Do you see the video with Jennifer Lopez doing this?
You told us about this, but I had not seen it.
Bread makes you fat.
I didn't see it until like Brie Larson like retweeted it.
God, she's up in the world, friends with J-Lo and
right?
stuff.
Well, she's an A-list.
Well, I think Edgar Wright was the first person that, like, retweeted it, and then, she did.
This is so neat. I'm so in love with this. I cannot believe they charge $45 for this.
What, your, sewing box?
Can you imagine? Why is it so expensive?
Because people will pay for it.
I got it for $25.
I can't wait to hear it when it's finished.
I need a haircut.
No, sorry, I got a bad haircut right before me and my big ass trophy. That was so long ago now. I
I'm sniffing a catnip right now. Getting high. High as a cat kite.
I feel like Apollo loves catnip.
You ever read about that? It was like 4 or 5 years ago when that dog ate that big brick of marijuana down here.
What?
It didn't kill it either. Like,
he must have been so high though.
People took it to the doctor and the doctor was like, gave it fluid.
Just make him come comfortable till he comes down. It's okay, you're safe.
That's amazing. Poor dog. He probably doesn't know what's going on. I wonder if he felt really chilled though. I don't know. But man, Apollo wanted it so badly.
You got me some chill.
For real.
I love how it makes the.
You know you can get like Ritalin and stuff for dogs and shit.
He does need it, I wonder.
Action.
Oh my god.
He's famous and he talked to me.
We dated a famous guy in ninth grade. The drama. Actually,
nice. Nobody gives a shit when you if you meet one of my exes if they're famous. Everybody's like, what, really? You dated him? Otherwise, you don't like meeting exes.
He's famous and he talked to me.
The only thing between me and her wants that you miss is going to change and kick your ass.
Can I have your autograph?
Oh, man. Why is this movie so funny to me? I hate orange flavored.
Wait, why do I have so many of these? I have so many extra Snorlax arms. What the fuck?
Wait, there's only supposed to be one lousy Snorlax more.
Get in a fight.
Socrates is going to be so happy that his aunt made him a Snorlax.
Yay.
I hate Apollo.
Some competition you
are. None for the dog. Team cat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I used to get mad and say something every time we went to the vet. I was like, okay, why is there dog treats on the counter, but there's no cat treats?
Because Garfield wants a steak, not a fucking treat.
It's because the cat treats are in the drawer. At our vet, they're in the drawer. So every time we go, I'm like, Vanessa, look in the drawer for the cat treats. And she'll be like, are we allowed to do this? And I'm like, if we weren't, they wouldn't be in the drawer. But they're so nervous at the vet that they don't eat the treats.
When I was little and I went to the hospital so much, I'd always steal gloves and tongue depressors.
Why? What would you do with them all?
Just to have them.
No, I built stuff with them.
You can make balloons out of the gloves.
Fucking Wallace likes stirring shit. Ask him how it feels to always get sloppy seconds.
How the... Oh, Wallace.
I love Chris Evans so much, okay? He's gorgeous and he's Captain America.
That's actually hilarious.
Mr. Lee! You're needed back on set.
Hey,
need of evil exes.
It's just so hamming it up. I love it.
You don't know about the league.
You don't know about the league? Look at those eyebrows.
Coming to kill you, controlling the future of Ramona's love life?
No.
Oh, hey, listen, man, don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You are a pretty good actor.
I love him.
More than the Oscar this year.
But are you a pretty good skater?
I'm more than a pretty good essay.
Essay.
I have my own skate company.
Only dicks say that.
Can you do a thingy?
Grind.
On that player?
It's called grind, bro.
So can you do a grindy thingy now?
Are you serious? There are like 200 steps in the rails of garbage.
There'll be girls watching.
You really think you can go with me to doing a trick like that?
There are girls watching.
Somebody get me my board.
Hi, Big Bam.
Why wouldn't you be?
I'm gonna start saying that if people want to give me any kind of compliment.
Why are you kidding me? I love it. Oh, catnip.
Wow.
Doc snip.
Wow.
Wah.
Wah.
I didn't get his autograph.
That's
me.
You didn't see this coming.
What?
What did you think these were?
Seven little kisses?
Seven deadly exes.
His fingernails get me every time. They're so, like, gross.
They're so short.
Yeah. It looks like he bit his fingernails. It's all I can see.
Who?
Kieran Culkin, Wallace.
The other O.
Lesbians.
Scott is such a dumbass.
Wasn't trying to trick you.
It wasn't a hard one. Wasn't trying to trick you.
She really is the girl of your dreams, and you have to let her down. You have to overcome any and all obstacles that lie in your path. You can do it. Be with her. It's your destiny. Plus, I need you to move out.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of banking on calling you back, so I don't have to evict you and feel guilty and shit. We can't mess for you, gay. Hey.
Hey, Scott.
Emily?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
A while.
Yeah.
A year, I think.
There's a lot of those basement apartments in Canada. I don't know why, but there is. Like, in houses.
John, my cat Instagram, after the election, everyone's like, I have a basement apartment if anyone wants to come to Canada. And I'm like, so I'm Ross.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Can you take four cats? I asked, and they said yes.
Totally awesome girlfriend.
Oh.
She's American.
Mm-hmm.
She's American.
Well, I'll do you a solid, I'll bring you two cats. No. I have to bring them all.
What, do you know her?
Sorry.
What? No.
What? No.
It sounded like you did.
I gotta go. It's been nice chatting with you.
I love her.
I should take that class shirt I got and put at Demon Head Boy.
Oh my god, amazing. I bet Redbubble or Cafe Press would have one.
Oh yeah.
Clash at Demon Head.
Oh, hey, guys. What's that? You're outside?
Got here.
You know what?
I laughed so hard at that in the theater.
He's like running behind her. Got such an asshole.
Seven.
Deadly exes.
You may have to defeat my seven
exes. Okay. Okay.
And here's my favorite. I just love Mae Whitman, too. Everything she's in.
She's Katara! I love her. Punch me in the boot!
Punch me in the boot!
Prepare to die, obviously.
Look, I've had it today. Can we not do this right now?
Oh, I'd love to postpone, darling.
but I just cashed my last ring.
What's that from?
My ring!
Well, I'm really, really not up for this, whatever it is.
Okay, little chicken, I'll see you later. You won't see me. Next time, I'll be
deadly serious next time.
What?
Never mind!
Oh, Egg.
Someone help me.
Hello.
It's Scott.
What did you do this time?
No, it's Scott. It's actually me.
What did you do this time?
I didn't do anything. It's everyone else that's crazy. Look, I'm having a meltdown or whatever. Are you still working?
I'm literally about to leave.
Well, I'm coming in.
I thought she leaves. Sorry, I had to go.
I think I'll make it a decaf today. Oh, run. What did you do with my sister?
Yeah, right.
So, what can I get you?
Is there anywhere you don't work?
They're called jobs. Something all of you would know anything about. And by the way, I can't believe you asked Ramona out after I specifically told you not to do that.
How are you doing that with your mouth?
Mind how I'm doing it.
I need a Funko knives with that face. I love it.
You know what? Maybe it's hard time you took a look in the mirror before you recounted by another girl.
Me?
And speaking of which, I hear the girl that kicked your heart in the ass is walking the streets of Toronto again.
So I just get my coffee over here?
Sorry that girl looked crazy last night.
Yeah, I kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
Listen, I know I can be hard to be around sometimes. I totally understand if you don't want to hang out anymore.
No, I want to hang. You know, the whole people ex boyfriend thing, it's no biggie. You know, I know it's early, but I don't think anything can way of hell. Shit! It's my ex.
The big one?
Envy.
Excuse me.
Your hair's getting shaggy.
Yeah?
The hat. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm jealous.
You're jealous?
I'm allowed.
You left me for that cocky pretty boy.
You haven't even seen him.
No, you left me for someone I've never even seen.
Maybe you were seeing him. We're playing this palace. You should so totally come.
That's so not going to happen.
Great. You're still on the list.
Caramel macchiato.
Fuck pilgrim.
So that was it.
I love Julie.
What happened?
She and Steve are like my favorites, I think.
Yeah, no. She wanted to move to Montreal. She missed her best friend, this guy Todd.
2 weeks later, they were sleeping together, I guess,
basically.
Dinner
Todd
was. Dinner
later.
I can see how it's.
Little did she know.
Having the past come back to
home. Same Todd.
What do you want to think about?
How warm my place is right now.
Oh.
No.
And you didn't bang her?
Gay?
I couldn't stop thinking about my stupid ex-girlfriend.
Shit, you must ever
be. Scott. All of these guys. Amazing. What is another Scott?
It's tricky. It's over. Move on.
Word.
Right. I'm not gonna let her toy with me. From this moment on, I will.
I love that he has a shirt on that says SARS.
I'm distressing news.
Is the news that we suck?
Because I don't think I can handle it.
No. Clash of Demonhead are doing a secret show tomorrow night, and Envy asked us to. I hate you. Gig is a gig is a gig. Gig. Maybe you can put your history aside and tell me to do this thing, you know, for the band.
For the band.
Can't we do our
band? I'm going to just start saying that to you every time I want you to do something for one of the podcasts. For the band!
For the band! Steven just wants to be famous.
We need groundswell. We need stalkers.
I love it.
I love all the video game, like, sounding music and shit.
I should also start saying that when I'm talking about something. I need groundswell.
Stalkers.
That'd be a little awkward, but
yeah. We're all adults here, right?
Oh my god! Is she a bad dancer chick? I hate her.
You said she was fat.
She's old. She's probably like 25!
Such a high school thing to do is like you get upset and you go and dye your hair. I remember dyeing my hair jet black and then getting even madder about something and dyeing my eyebrows.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Looks
so good.
My second favorite line's coming up in this whole thing.
But I know
how to get him.
What?
Not to cut highlights
over
her hair.
Oh my god, I love that part. I love this part coming up where he's like, we have some merch in the back, so bark now. Of course, Steve.
Thank you.
They were not that bad.
Yeah, we have some merch in the back, so
Because he's like in the one trying to do stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's like everybody else is like, meh.
We suck.
I
don't know. Did you?
She has to go.
She knows we suck.
Hey, Ramona. Hey.
Ramona's like, what the hell?
She's like, I got a mini me over here. This little kid.
Hey, Scott.
What the hell?
Look who Knives is hanging out with.
You know who is that girl again?
Scott dating her.
Briefly. How old is she?
I gotta pee on her.
And it was time. So to move to crown the sweet song of the clutch.
I love that on the soundtrack Metric sings this song.
I love Metric.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know.
You know?
You know?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Hello again, friend of a friend. I knew you were.
I love her.
I come and go, was waiting for the world to end.
This movie must have been so much fun. It just really seems like it was a blast.
Todd is amazing.
Oh my god. He cracks me up. Poor Steve. That was devastating.
That'd be a simple cosplay. Play his character more.
Just
had, yeah, you'd have to get you a shirt. Just, that's it. It's just one of those old baseball shirts with the, and then just paint whatever you had on his shirt.
That's true.
Which I think's a skull or something. And then get a white short wig.
And that would be fun to cosplay. You just have to find the boots for an Envy cosplay. Mm-hmm. Ramona would be super easy too.
Mar did Ramona.
I'm gonna do an Envy one. After my Luna one though. I'm working on her.
So how's the tour? You guys can see you're like a superstar.
Yeah, it's a superstar. Yeah. It's not really something I can put into words.
Envy. I read your blog.
Ramona. Whatever. Ramona. Suit each other.
Ramona,
I like you. That's portable.
And
yeah,
I was just gonna say, check this distance. I'm talking to Ramona right now. Ramona, going to do. But did she? I was just
there. It's like the chaos theater. We're getting it. Is that a real theater? Ooh. I don't think so.
I kissed her,
I
kiss you.
I'm not good at hitting a girl.
I'm
a rock star.
He punched the highlights out of her hair.
He punched the highlights out of her hair.
Out of her hair.
He really doesn't.
He's out. You guys doing anything fun while you're in town?
Fun
in Toronto.
You cocky cock.
You'll pay for your crimes against humanity.
It sucks when you get mad at somebody and you say something like, you cocky cock.
You'll pay for your crimes against humanity.
Well, the movie was rated PG-13, so that's all they could get away with.
Yeah, but you know how it is. You get mad and you can't say anything clever.
Oh, I know, right?
Didn't you know? Todd's vegan.
Todd, that just makes you better than other people. Well, according to some vegans, it does.
We know one of those. Well, we knew one of those.
What, she died dumpster diving? I said no.
Well, because we don't know her anymore. So we don't speak to her anymore ever since she tried to be like, oh, honey, I'm one of you.
That's a long story filled with sighs.
Yes.
It just makes you better than most people.
Hey, Mindy.
Oh, well, their farts smell worse than Google's.
Dairy products give you such problems. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you only use 10% of your brain?
It's filled with curds and whey.
Yep.
Did you learn that at a vegan academy?
I like how he actually went to a vegan academy.
He did. He had to learn how to use a vegan power.
What are curds and whey, by the way?
It's like...
Isn't it like cottage cheese or some shit?
It's like, yeah,
I love cottage cheese.
The fatty chunks of milk that, like, rise.
I love cottage cheese and crackers. I could snack on that, like, forever.
I love cottage cheese with pineapple.
Yeah, it is good with pineapple.
I hate cottage cheese. Marla
won't eat cottage cheese.
So good with pineapple. I cannot, I don't have words.
Pineapple or, shit. Fuck. I can't remember what I was fucking going
damn,
for.
Damn, I'm like in suspense over here. I'm like, what else can I do with?
Peaches.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be so good.
It's really
good
with peaches.
I bet I'd be good with, like, cherries, too. I don't know.
That whole dish, by the way, Mar won't eat because she can't stand peaches either.
I thought you just didn't like artificial peach tea. You don't like actual peaches either?
I just don't eat them.
Some people make their cottage cheese like savory, like they put pepper and stuff, but I haven't tried that.
It's really good if
I like
you put
savory.
A little pepper in it.
Savory and sweet.
That one cookbook you got me, it's got cottage cheese dip that has a sriracha in it.
Oh, of course. Sriracha cookbook.
She'll be here on Monday.
Don't worry, Brian, in like two
she
or
has three
weeks.
She's the weekend off, so she'll be here on Monday.
You're having party chicken.
Party chicken! What, what?
Todd is so adorable, though.
Because Todd's gonna kill you.
Todd's joke called Black. Vegan police. Here's where she who will not be named shows up. Vegan police.
I love that, it's like the fucking Punisher.
Oh, he'll be back.
Speaking of guys that's been in comic book movies.
Funky. Somebody wants to get funky. The beast battle. Coming close.
So exciting. Fuck him. And how ironic. It's fitting that that's Socrates' favorite little toy. Because he is.
It just so. Just suits him so.
Yeah. Socrates is Snorlax.
Art, life. Life, art.
God,
looking
one?
At this one, ours was so dingy. Huh?
Didn't you make one for Penelope? Something for Penelope once or something
like that. I don't know, they have like tacos and donuts and
all the essentials.
Yeah.
That's why they're fat.
That's why they're four fat cats.
Exactly.
If I peed myself, would you just pretend that it was the rain? It's
not
raining.
Raining.
Oh.
Your wheel's broken. You're through. Looks like we
drew to my memory. Ooh, sitting up was like work. It was a surprise. Vegan edge.
Thanks, Tool. You just drink half and half, baby. This was like surprisingly clever for Scott, because he's like a dipshit.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Or he just meant something stupider in hell.
Also true.
Veganity violation.
Chicken parmesan isn't vegan. I don't know, this was kind of dumb. Like, he knows what ovo-lacto vegan or vegetarian is, but he doesn't know chicken parmesan is not vegan.
I think he purposefully broke it.
That would make sense. De-veganizing Ray.
I love that his hair falls flat.
Me too.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so much.
You once were a vegan.
Now you'll be gone.
Vegan.
K.O.
You headbutted my boyfriend so hard than first.
Poor Envy. But her name was Natalie, so I don't care.
And I like the bro high five they do going out.
Yeah, I love that. This was a little sad, though. I feel sad for him.
Sorry, I guess. Sorry. You just headbutted my boyfriend so hard.
Is she Canadian?
Real.
Because this is like a Canadian film. And she was on, like, Disney Channel when she was younger. So it's just, like,
well,
Canadian.
Edgar Wright's British.
Oh, that's true. I kind of wanted to dye my hair that color.
For the record?
But I don't know, everyone said no.
The magenta?
No, that color, that blonde. I was all ready to. But I love my hair, so I don't know.
I like the dark hair.
I know, I do look better with dark hair. Although Kim's hair color is cute too. You down? Scott,
you're in, right? I might let my hair grow out again and dye it just to piss off people at work.
Can you please do it? Okay, I wanted to bleach my hair and make it like very pastel pink. My mom was like, nah.
I did mine really pink
do
one
it.
Time. It real get like I bleached
like
it.
Like bubblegum.
If anyone really could pull off super pale pink, it would be me. Come on.
Do it.
I know, I want to so bad, but I'm worried about how, like, putting it back to normal would be.
You should dye it jet black.
Oh, God, no. Then I'd have to go get it fixed at a hair salon, and that costs $500.
When you go from light-colored hair to black, it doesn't look good.
Then I'd have to do my eyebrows. Although I do look good with darker hair.
But it's like if you go from, like, really, really light blonde hair, it comes out, like, fucking stripy, and you look like Narcissa Malfoy.
And so?
The problem with looking like sissy is... It's just, no, because I hated the upkeep of dyeing my roots, like, because when you're light-haired and then your roots are dark, you have to dye it, like, so often.
And it's, like, too, if you're going from dark hair to, like, a really light one.
But, I mean, people think that's trendy. I don't know why. Like, there's tons of people who walk around with, like, 5-inch roots, and I'm like, ugh. That's really the whole story.
Okay, fine. I usually, when I used to dye my hair a lot, when it started growing, like, out, like, the color out, I would shave my head completely.
Yeah, but you're a boy. You can do that.
You can do it, too. There's no law against it.
No, there's societal stereotypes against
me. Stop playing into society's norms.
I'd be scared of myself if I shaved my head. Yeah, every time I've dyed my hair dark and then wanted it back to its normal color, I've had to go to the salon. It's only been twice, and it was like $500. Oh, Lord. Like, no, I can buy, like, a computer with that money.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was like, I'll never do that again. So I don't stray too far this time.
Roxy, you know this girl?
At least with bleaching your hair, you can dye it a darker color and cover it all up.
My hair, like, you know, it's more, I have to actually bleach it really bad to get it to dye because color doesn't take to it good.
Mm-hmm. There's parts of my hair, like, right here, if I color my hair, this is stubborn and will not color, like, it needs, I don't know what's wrong with it. It's really weird. It's just one part of my hair.
I'm just thinning out so much on the top right now. Like, that's why I keep shaving my head.
Can you color your hair, please? Can you grow your hair out and color it green?
I've actually never had my hair green. I've had it just about every other color you could do.
See?
I've done red.
I don't remember you doing red, Mar.
It was a long time.
I don't remember you doing any of this.
I did red, blonde, purple,
purple's
pink.
Nice. I know. I feel like I know you've done pink.
I did blue. Last time I dyed my hair is when I dyed it pink at time, I think.
I feel like I remember you having that hair color. It was like the one from Hot Topic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I remember. Can you buy pink and we all do it?
We all dye our hair pink?
Yeah, that would be fun. At least like a streak of hair pink. I want that. Mar?
Be like, nice, Joe. It's one side.
I don't know.
Hate Roxy's costume.
Hmm?
Roxy's costume. I really don't like it. The like
one side of a bikini top showing.
Yeah.
Well, her whole character, I think, is supposed to be like a lot younger than Ramona, so she's supposed to be a lot more immature and acting older.
I can't hit a girl, they're soft.
I thought they were the same age because I thought they went to college together.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know. She reminds me of Natalie and I can't stand Natalie, so maybe that's why I hate her. But I feel like they made her.
Okay, you mentioned hating Natalie, but you won't mention ass.
I hate too.
Bleep out names, Brian.
I don't even know how to bleep out stuff. Let me learn that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That or edit it out.
Just mute those two parts.
I don't know how to bleep out, though. I need to learn that.
There you go. Your skill for the day.
I still find it amazing that that's Egg, because she has, like, no personality on the show.
Who, her?
No, Egg.
No, like, on Arrested Development, they're like, her?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dude, I knew a girl like that.
What, the weak point was the back of her knee?
A friend of mine. Like, she fucking got so turned on.
Brian, did you knee fuck people?
No. Like, I said it was a friend of mine.
A friend?
Yeah, whenever anybody says a friend
of mine. Scott has so many friends.
No, but
it's just hard to keep track.
This friend of mine, like, she got turned on by people playing with the back of her knee. Though, they say it's supposed to be like...
It is kind of ticklish.
Like a point, like...
And it's erogenous zone.
It's not me, like...
Yes, to clarify.
It's like people in the back of their necks.
Just the tip.
Oh my god, this little girl I used to babysit for was so ticklish on the back of her neck. It was hilarious.
Did you miss the part where I saved your ass? How could I? I feel like we just washed our sexy laundry in public. Dirty laundry, you're drunk. I'm like wondering. I'm sorry I cared. But I don't enjoy all this, Scott. In fact, I'm sick of it. But you might be more understanding.
He's almost done. I just gotta stuff him and make him fat.
No. Stuff him and make him fat.
That same job I was at, talking about sexual harassment, there was this woman that worked there as a supervisor. It used to send, like, porn pictures to everybody at work.
Why?
Is she trying to get fired?
Just randomly. No, you'd be, like, checking your email and all of a sudden, like, bed cock.
What the hell?
All of a sudden, like, oh, vaginas
are. That's not right. You're not allowed to do that.
And she'd be like, look at this picture. And they'd be like, okay.
I would never open a single email from her. I'd be like, no.
Ramona dated twins.
Yeah.
At the same time. You know what? I don't know
when the I'm
Katianagi twins. You know how I feel about girls being blocked in the rock. Good, I play better when I'm in a band. It's gonna be an issue though. You can feel the truth. It's not an issue. You know bands, I know battles.
You're so adorable.
But we understand if you want to take part. Not only do I want to take part, I want to take them apart.
I got chills.
Okay.
Did you read the books, Tina?
Yeah. Finally.
I like the fact that those two hooked up in the book.
Oh.
That needs more exclamation marks. I want that poster. I'm sure I can find it on Etsy.
Etsy.
Or, like, NetGalley or something. Not NetGalley, but...
I mean, ultimately, I'm sure I could make that poster, but I mean, why when I can just buy it?
Your bad is saying my bad.
Your bad is saying my bad.
You shouldn't even be here. Come on, man. I put my problems aside for the music. If I can do that,
what do
you
want? Did you
speak to Ramona then? What? No. I haven't seen her since the other night. Oh, she's totally here.
Shut that green hair
now. Not that I care. You should go talk to her before she's gone.
Thanks, Kim.
And I really don't care.
I love Kim. And I really don't care.
Is it me or does Jason Schwartzman look like Gonzo from the Muppets?
He's kind creepy. Of. Yeah, he does look like Gonzo.
I can totally see
Gonzo
it.
Gonzo the chicken fucker?
Yes, Gonzo the chicken fucker.
Why is Gonzo a chicken fucker?
He fucks chickens.
He's got all those chickens
he's
around him.
He's in love
him.
With the chickens.
Yeah, he's a chicken fucker. It's alright, he's an alien.
No, that's all very disturbing.
Be like on South Park where the guy that drives the bookmobile fucks the chickens to try and teach the cop how to read.
We can do this, right?
Right.
Scott?
They tore the roof off. Get sad and
stuff.
Aren't those twins, like, don't they fight with mechas in the book?
Yeah, they have, like, giant robots.
When is the inauguration so I can stay under the covers?
Next Saturday.
The number of Democrats that boycotted it is up to 25 now.
Do you think screw the pooch means actually screwing a pooch?
I don't know.
No, like, I feel like I looked up this saying before. For that purpose.
Alright, let's do this.
I don't remember, but I remember I looked up the origin.
Alright.
Apparently there's a similar idiom that says shit the bed, really? According to Google.
That just makes me think of It's Always Sunny. Like, who shit the bed?
I love Always Sunny. Danny DeVito is what I would be if I was rich. I'd probably be that fucking insane.
Well, you already are. You're just...
You're already there, babe.
Yeah.
Insane, but not
you've
rich.
Made it.
Anybody want one of my soaked in
I want you to know I don't care about
liquor gummies?
I do not think so.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
What?
They're really good.
If I eat another gummy, I'm gonna puke.
Oh, okay.
I have gummy tummy.
Gummy tummy.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Gummy bears.
I just can't. I can't help myself.
They need to release gummy bears on DVD.
Good news, officially loving the sex bomb. Three-piece rock outfit with a smoking hot redhead on drums. Music.
Yo,
Kim's like, what the fuck?
You know what? I'm not even going to wait to see you guys do the final. I'm signing right now for a 3-album contract. See? Not such a bad guy after all.
If we're going to sell our souls to you, we'll guess again. You can't be a part of the family institution, Charlie.
That would be me. Big publisher is like, will you sell your soul? Be like, yes.
So you end up working for James Sprague.
So? Give me money. I wouldn't sign that stupid of a contract.
I know this girl who wrote a wannabe Twilight. Which, who wants Twilight? And she signed with, like, a Christian publishing company, and I'm like, LOL, all over the place.
I've written articles for Christian magazines before.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know what to say.
Not under my name.
Were they published?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't piss them off?
Mm.
I'm surprised.
No, I can fake religion just as well as they can.
Good job, Brian.
I'm like disturbed. I don't know. I don't know how to feel.
That he's a psycho?
Yes.
Welcome. Ramona.
Lesbians.
I said lesbians. Scott's so stupid.
That thud reminds me of Mallrats when she knocks on his head and it sounds like wood.
Hollow.
Is she really the one?
What?
I mean, did you really see a future with this girl?
With jetpacks?
With jetpacks.
Scott.
He's an idiot.
Time heals all wounds, my brother. Maybe next time you don't date the girl with 11 evil swords.
7.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Hey, yeah, I know. Oh, it's so pathetic.
Turn off the light!
Natalie, you saw some guy's junk,
and I apologize.
You just saw some guy's junk, and I apologize for that. And he apologizes too. Sorry. Scott, you know I love you, but I'm gonna need my own bed tonight.
It's for sex.
It's for sex.
Right.
May need it for the rest of the week too.
Right.
And the year.
Again.
Maybe you can move in with Ramona.
She's kidding.
Oh, man. Probably just because he's better than you.
He's yes. Better than you.
This fight is over. Ramona with you?
I don't know. Are you with me?
Yeah.
No! Jeez, buddy. It's gonna be alright.
No, I just spilled hot cocoa on my crotch.
Listen, as you know, I'm opening a new KF theater in Toronto.
The Sex Pops are playing our grand opening tonight. And it would feel really weird for all of us if we weren't there. They just did a sound check and the acoustics near are
amazing!
Yeah, maybe I'll see you there.
I hope so, amigo.
I don't want any more bad blood between exes.
What do you say?
Okay, laters.
He's so annoying.
Asshole.
What a perfect asshole.
Forget what I said earlier. Finish him.
Finish him. Still think it should be the line in a porn.
Oh, it would be perfect.
Finish him!
Well, make your dreams come true, Brian.
I had my opportunity to write porn and I turned it down.
Why?
Not exactly a good career path.
Dot, dot, dot.
Please, you'd make a killing.
That's what. Whatever.
Cool.
At the time, I actually thought I could, you know, do something as a writer. Did that sub, produced it, doesn't do it anymore.
Well, writing is probably not as lucrative as starring in them.
Well, when you
is
write.
There really that much writing to them, right?
Well, now they got full movies and stuff like that. Shit with special effects and everything. But what you do is, like, most of them you write like 5 or 6 scripts at once.
What if I want the satisfaction?
Special effects, like what?
Dude, they got like pirate movie porns and sci-fi movie porns and all kinds of shit.
Coke Zero, right?
So
porn industry is the single largest industry in Hollywood. It makes more money than any other part of it.
No, I believe it.
Well, what if I have a beef?
I'll never forget when I went to buy my Halloween costume at USF. Some guy that worked at the costume store, which I feel like it was like a sex store, but they had Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell between the two.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, they made a porn around here. It was called Pirates. Like, it was supposed to be like Pirates of the Caribbean, but it was called Pirates.
You want to fight me?
Yeah, he went into big detail about it.
Is that not clear?
It was interesting.
Remember when we were at Danny's that time and those people, the guy was auditioning the girl for a porn set behind us, Mark?
I thought it was two guys and they were talking about, like,
I'm in love with her.
Making a porn.
No, it was a guy and a girl, because I remember I emailed my and I was like, do you know somebody that looks like so-and-so that's in, like, porn industry around here? And he's like, yeah. I was like, well, he's auditioning somebody right behind me right
now.
What
was he doing? Was he asking her questions?
Yeah.
You're here to make money and sell out.
Because you don't have to be a good actor to be in porn.
No, but you have to ask people stuff like what they're willing to do, how much they charge to do different stuff. Have they got medical clearance and everything like that?
Will you pee on Donald Trump?
I'd fucking pee on Donald Trump for free. You wouldn't have to pay me.
Gross. I just asked myself, how did we get here? That's all. There was an ad on the website I was on, and it was like, get your free inauguration ticket. I'm like, no.
My cathedral of cutting edge taste.
Then I shall be forced to grant you a swift exit from the premises.
Fast entrance.
Come knives.
Knives? That's priceless.
You'll pay for what you did to him.
Listen, Kung Pao Chicken.
Kung Pao Chicken.
My brought this all on himself. Oh, God. Plenty of time, but then he listened. No.
Poor Ramona, she's like,
what?
Chow down. I love her little catchphrase. The fight, like the choreography for the fight sequences is really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he did a good job with taking World's End, too.
Yeah, those fight sequences were awesome.
Not that the lead director actually does any of that. They actually have a choreographer and a second unit director actually direct most of those. So. Please stop fighting over me!
There might have been some overlap. Because I'm a scumbag.
You know, tonight at Cheddar's, like, my meal was the only one that was actually expensive.
You got salmon.
I get the same thing ever. I don't think I've ever gotten anything except what I get.
Scotty, you can cheat on these ladies all you like, but you can't cheat. Dead.
Dead. Oh, man.
Sorry. Oh, man.
Guy's gotta suck. You know what sucks? Getting killed by that guy. Why him?
It's complicated.
Well, I'm not going anywhere, so that might be a good time to get into it. The truth is, it was me who was obsessed. I was crazy about it. Being important, it was more alone when we were together than I ever was on my own. So I had to leave. And that's when he started paying attention. So why go back? Can't help myself around this guy. It's his way of getting into my head. Well, that's legitimately disappointing. I really
want to
be alone forever now.
No,
I mean, literally,
it's
the way
of being. Oh, I forgot what I wanted to show
that
you that I'm making.
Evil.
Look, an adorable cat house. Ooh.
And you make it out of boxes. Yeah. Like, you get a box, see, and you cut it. And then you just, like, put it together and paint it. And, like, you have to cut out these shingles, of course, which will be a pain. But you cut them out of cardstock. And you make your cat house. I know, I need to make it.
I saw one for one of the Neko Asume buildings.
What? Where?
I want to say...
So tubs, I mean Socrates.
Yeah.
But I already have the boxes, and I was like, I need acrylic paint?
I feel like I made him fat enough.
Oh, he looks so cute! Please. Socrates will love him no matter what he looks like.
Oh,
comic book is better than the movie. So meta.
Neil, you're playing well. From this point forward, you will be known as Neil.
Oh, he's so cute.
I'm sorry about everything. I'm sorry about
I hate Michael Cera. What has he done lately?
Scott Pilgrim!
Hey, buddy!
Say,
don't.
Your pretensions. This club sucks.
I've got
beef.
Let's do it.
You wanna fight me?
Huh?
No.
I wanna fight.
I want to fight you for me. Sire is our self-respect.
I can't get over how big these are. That was the point of Mars intro.
What Kim said.
Our catnip forever, haven't we?
You can hang on to it. I mean, I have two others at home, so I'm fine.
Okay. You keep making catnip stuff for her.
Yeah, you might as well hang on to the catnip for this.
We'll have my revenge!
You know what you should have did to get Tina, like, to freak out? You should put some catnip in that head thing. And then Tina would
know
what the cats were attacking
her
head.
That's evil!
You're not a badass.
Why would she say she was a fat ass? She's not remotely fat.
Because that's what
I guess. Her green hair's actually cute.
Are we done hugging, learning?
Then we're here to fight.
I thought we had a fight going on here. You've got
to
fight.
Why would he put gum in his mouth?
I just love Nega Scott because, like, a lot of the games in the 80s would have, like, a negative version of the lead character you fight at the end.
We have this game at home called Buster Groove. We have one and two. And they're so good. They're so fun. They're, like, for PlayStation 1 or 2, but it's, like, a dancing game, and all you do is, like, there's music, and, like, the arrows dictate, like, what buttons you push. It's kind of like Dance Dance Revolution, but, like, you just use the controller. But, like, if you type in, like, I feel like, I don't remember, I think it's if you press select or something when you pick your character, it'll pick, like, the alternate version of them. It's fun. Lock the... Huh? What light like this picture? Aww. Poor Mars, she's trying to get her photography just right.
You know, this movie's longer than I thought it was.
A little.
Because we're at an hour and 42 minutes right now. In the 40.
Can't sit up.
Did you get a picture of him?
Hey. Not bad.
Oh, he's so cute. He's so fluffy. Oh,
the only thing nice. I've ever liked Jason Schwartzman in besides these is the Wes Anderson movies.
He smells so catnip-y, huh?
Jason Schwartzman, the only thing I've ever liked him in besides this is Wes Anderson movies.
That's the only thing he's ever been in besides this.
He's
Wes Anderson movies. Yay!
Was Rushmore or Wes Anderson movie?
Yep.
What?
Oh, the floor.
I'll work on the door later. I thought we had a fight going on.
He's so cute. I can't stand it. Look at his little mouth.
I'm gonna sit on the couch. Move.
Go that way.
I can't.
Go that way. Step on Tina.
No, I'm going this
way.
Oh,
I can move. Or not.
You're annoying.
It's just like my limbs feel heavy.
Yeah.
You drank two drinks.
Pain in my ass.
We already talked about drinking.
2 hours!
2 hours! Your Wi-Fi's not on.
Mine?
Yeah.
On what?
On your phone.
I don't care. Why would I care again?
So you don't use your data plan?
My data plan's already maxed out. It doesn't matter, because I always forget and don't turn it on like when I come home and stuff.
Hey, oh!
Are all those loonies and toonies?
No, they're just coins.
Loonies and toonies, Canadian coins.
No, they're video game coins.
What do you think they use in their video games up there?
Coins!
That's what loonies and toonies are, fuckface.
There goes our deals.
No, Kim.
Can't you make a good combo?
Yeah.
Scott. There are loonies in Canada.
Ooh.
What's Canada?
E.
Here's the thing, though. Like, a lot of American movies won't let them use Canadian money and stuff when they film in Canada.
Why?
Because they want, they get like, oh, you gotta have American looking stuff in your films.
This is something I have to face.
What's weird is watching some X-Files and seeing like stuff like the parking meters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can clearly see their Canadian parking meters and shit like that.
I love it.
Oh, we just shot the shit.
What happened?
Where'd they get a coat for Nega Scott?
He's just a really nice guy. We're gonna get brunch next week.
He put it on his eyes.
Yeah. Actually,
yeah. Same way Scott puts his hat on.
It's getting really shaggy.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. You should probably get it cut.
Yeah, you're right.
Awkward.
I should get it cut.
I'm a salon.
Do you ever have a haircut like knife shows? Don't you ever have really thick hair?
You don't?
You get to be like that. That bowl looking kind of thing.
I still need a new life. I came here to escape, but the past keeps catching up. I'm tired of people.
Moral of the story.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get over it. I'm looking just. I understand.
Toronto's like my least favorite Canadian city.
For what?
Mine's a pool of dicks.
No, it's just like
fun in Toronto.
It reminds me too much of US cities. Actually.
That's sad.
Like I like Vancouver and I like Winnipeg and I like a lot of other places, but I never when I went to Toronto I was so hyped up that everybody's like, oh, it's big, it's like New York City. And by the way, I don't like New York City, but like we went to Toronto and it's like me. Toronto's where a lot of publishing goes on. Like New York.
She was fighting for her all along.
My brother went to Canada, but I don't remember where he went.
But what about you?
I'll be fine.
My favorite city is Winnipeg. It's the little one.
I'm too cool for you anyway.
My brother went to Quebec, I think.
Quebec is nice.
Cool.
Montreal's nice, but I can't get over a lot of the French stuff.
Hey.
I feel like I read Montreal was like one of the cleanest places. Like they have like no pollution and stuff. I don't
a lot
know.
Of Canada is like really clean.
Aww. How cute.
I just love how there's this like Hyperloop thing.
I know.
And it's like not even questioned, it's just there. And there's vegan powers, and they're just there.
We're just gonna go through the
story. That's
how
you tell a story. That's why a lot
it's
of
just there.
A lot of Americans can't deal with anime because a lot of times the anime doesn't explain anything. Stuff's just there, and it's the way it is.
What?
So we finally watched Scott Pilgrim and talked about it.
Although we were actually largely quiet during this movie.
Dude, I know. It's because we enjoy it so much. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard, dog.
Ramona!
Dude, next time we have to do Titanic.
Yeah, so I can talk shit about the whole movie during it.
Fuck you! Dude, can we do Titanic next weekend?
Oh, that's alright with me. We can do it tomorrow if you want to.
I do not have the movie up.
another way. Feel it in the darkness. We're sailing right into those jagged cliffs. Game. Do you ever feel the same?